former acting Army Secretary Patrick Murphy also back with us. Priya, it's a great, great story. People think about service members, in this case sailors, in a combat zone. They, of course, think about the dangers the enemy may pose. They perhaps think less about just the conditions they have to live with each and every day, sounding, from your reporting, sounding downright miserable and at times maybe even dangerous.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, the Lincoln just set a record in the Navy for having the most continuous days at sea with more than 200 days underway. They left San Diego in November. They had a brief stop in Guam in December, and then they didn't stop for a port call again until early July, just briefly in Oman, where most of the sailors were able to get off the ship, but they had to stay in port. And really what the families were telling me is they're very worried about exhaustion here. Most of their family members are working 12 to 14 hour shifts. They're depending on their job. They're not getting any days off. And when you talk about a flight deck on an aircraft carrier, this is one of the most dangerous places in the military. You're having high speed aircraft taking off and landing. You have munitions, weapons and bombs being moved around at a very fast pace. And the service members are also being exposed to, you know, really loud noises for a sustained period of time, which can really lead to long-term injuries like hearing loss. So when you're talking about exhaustion, when you're talking about low morale, because now this deployment has been extended for a second time and there's no end in sight, they're worried that those things could lead to accidents that could potentially even be deadly.